This is our final Stewardship Sunday, and this morning, the voice that you will hear sharing with us the path we've traveled together in this stewardship campaign is the chair of our stewardship committee, David Finney.
Let's start with a short prayer. Father, we come before you this morning looking for strength, renewal, joy, energy, and vision. We thank you for this stewardship season. We thank you for bringing these many, many things to our minds through the testimonies of people, congregants, friends. We thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. I don't know how you feel or how you do feel about our stewardship season. But a lot of what I'm going to say this morning is about me and what it's come to mean to me. It's been life-changing for me. It started me on a path of new understanding about God, about excitement, and my place in this church, and my place in life. You've listened to stewardship moments through the past weeks. I would encourage you to go to the website and listen to them again. Listen to them with a different mind. Open yourself up to how God is speaking through them. And especially if there's some that you missed. But you will hear how God and the CBC family have been moved in their personal life with warmth, joy, and empowerment. I would like to thank Sandy Schroeder, Sharon Hornig, Brenda Overby, Nicole Powers, Belle Roy, and Ted Newman for sharing from their hearts how God and this church has changed their lives. Thank you for being willing partners. Stewardship, to some people, is just about money. For me, stewardship has come to mean that it is God at work. God at work in us and through us. If you do go back and listen to the stewardship moments, if nothing else, go back and listen to Nicole and Belle and their testimony. Two young women that came up here with shaking knees, sweaty eyebrows, or sweaty foreheads, I should say. Their eyebrows could have been sweaty too. But they spoke with an authenticity and power that was just wonderful. It just doesn't get any better than that when you're in service of the Lord. Our core passage for this time has been Isaiah 61:10 and 11. When I first read that, I was taken with the depth and the power of the joy and excitement of the Israelites. They had come through a lot of tough times, some of them willful. But in reading it in the message, it says, "I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. So the Master, God, brings rightness into full bloom and puts praise on display before the nations." Can you hear the joy and the excitement of that passage? Put all of that joy and excitement next to the word imagination, and what do you see? I see a church with limitless possibilities. I see a church that can move mountains. I see a church that has a clear and loving voice in Barrington and the world. Do you see it? I know we're an older church, but we can still move mountains if we want to. Even though we are near the end of our stewardship season, we still have more to do. As of last Sunday, we are at 76% of our goal. If you are undecided, please take the time to see what God has in store for you. You can still put your pledge in the offering plate or mail it to the church office. And as a side, I had saved my pledge till now. I forgot it. I went out into the tower hall to find one. And I say, oh, there's one. And I take it and I'm starting on it. And it's a notice about changing addresses and all this sort of stuff. So mine will get there. The stewardship team, which is composed of Sandy Schroeder, Susan Carcello, Art Rice, Clark Robinson, and Dave Finney. We thank you for your prayerful consideration and participation in this stewardship season. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for your leadership. Thank you for being honest about that you've forgotten your pledge. You now make it easy for the rest who've forgotten theirs. Beloved, as God has blessed you, we know that you will respond.